Sharp-Dressed Man. Written by D'Aster. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Hockey RPF. Rating, Teen. Relationship, Sidney Crosby, Yevgeny Malkin. Also tagged for Established Relationship and Alternate Universe BDSM. Part 11 of the To Be Seen Aright series. Zhenya is doing up the top few buttons of Sid's dress shirt when Sid says, without meeting his eyes, "I really like this, you dressing me. I wanted to make sure you knew that." Zhenya's hands pause on the buttons as he takes in that statement. "But," he thinks, gut clenching in anticipation of disappointment, he's going to say, "but he wants me to stop." "Yes," he prompts, when Sid doesn't say more. If this is going where he thinks it's going, he wants it over with as soon as possible. Sid looks up at him, startled. His eyes are wide and his lips are close enough to kiss. Zhenya is reminded again how beautiful Sid is. That's all I wanted to say. Zhenya blinks. "Oh," he thinks. He really just wanted to say he likes it. He can feel himself flush a little pink over the tops of his cheeks, and a grin stretches across his face as he lets Sid's words sink in. He likes it. He really likes it. It's not just something he's doing to make me happy. Sid, never very comfortable with silence, seems nervous at Zhenya's lack of verbal response. He explains a little disjointedly. "When you put the necklace on me, you said you didn't know that you made me stronger. And later, I thought that was really sad, so I wanted to tell you about, how you make me stronger. And this is one of those things. So that's why I wanted to tell you." Zhenya blinks some more. "I dress you is make stronger?" he repeats, dumbfounded. Maybe it's just his English. Maybe he doesn't understand, but he's pretty sure that's what Sid was saying. His surprise interferes with his usual brain-to-mouth filter, and he blurts out, "I don't even think you want." Now Sid looks confused, his eyebrows inch toward each other. "You don't think I want to be stronger?" Zhenya tries to think of a plausible lie, then wants to beat his head against the wall. After all the work you've put into persuading Sid that it's important to tell the truth, even when it's uncomfortable, even when you don't know what will happen next, he thinks to himself, annoyed. So he admits quietly, "I don't think you even want I dress you." He still half expects Sid to avoid his eyes and hem and haw his way toward and, "I don't, actually, sorry." But Sid, if anything, looks even more taken aback now. It was my idea, he says, "and we agreed on it, and I said you could." Zhenya looks down. He needs something to do with his hands and settles on fussing with Sid's shirt collar, getting it to lie just so. he explains softly. I think is just compromise, you know? Thing you do for me because my dominance is need, and is okay for you, but not special. Not something you miss if we stop. In a small voice, Sid says, I would miss it. His head is lowered too, mirroring Zhenya's. His chin brushes Zhenya's fingers, and Zhenya can't resist tipping Sid's face up for a gentle kiss. I miss too, he says simply. Then he gathers Sid into his arms, enjoying, for the 100th time, as sweet as the first, the way that Sid's whole body relaxes into Zhenya's hold. Everything they do with ropes and harnesses and cuffs is just an expansion, an elaboration of this, the shared foundation of his dominance and Sid's submission. Sid willingly giving his body into Zhenya's hold, to be surrounded and kept still. Zhenya thinks he could live without anything but this, if it came to it. It would be enough. When Zhenya feels Sid's eyelashes flutter against his neck, he gives the embrace a moment longer and then steps back. He can't be letting Sid go under on a game day. As he reaches for the tie laid out on the bed behind him, Zhenya asks, You tell me a little bit more? How is make you feel stronger? Sid bites his lip, and tension starts to creep into the line of his shoulders again, undoing Zhenya's good work. Hastily, Zhenya says, Not have to. But Sid shakes his head. No, I think I can. It's just, you'll laugh, or it's weird. Not laugh, and not weird, says Zhenya, threading the tie through the collar of Sid's shirt. Sid gives him a skeptical look, which hurts a little. But Zhenya reminds himself that other doms have laughed at Sid, and sometimes do think he's weird. And Sid's skepticism probably has everything to do with that, and nothing, or not so much at least, to do with Zhenya as a person. So Zhenya holds Sid's gaze and swears, Promise, Sid. And Sid nods slightly and relaxes as Zhenya undertakes the tricky business of tying a necktie on another person backward. Sid explains, It makes me think of, like, in medieval times when a knight would have somebody put their armor on them. It's not like that at all, obviously. You're not serving me. Service top, Sid, Zhenya reminds him. And that pulls Sid up. And I think is nice, what you say. He likes the picture Sid is painting of their ritual. Noble, intimate, essential. Huh, Sid says. He chews on that for a minute, and Zhenya lets him, threading the long end of the tie through the knot for a final time, and pulling the knot snug. When Sid speaks again, he sounds noticeably less nervous. Well, that's what it makes me feel like. Like armor. Zhenya pats the finished knot and goes to the closet for Sid's jacket. Sid follows. Yeah, like, to protect me from all the shitty stuff in the world, he says, and Zhenya stops in his tracks. He stares into the closet without seeing it, barely breathing, every atom of his attention fixed on Sid's voice as Sid continues. When somebody says something awful or does something, then I have these clothes on that you put on me really carefully. And, like, I can tell you put a lot of thought into it, into picking stuff out and what looks good on me and everything. And so it makes them, the clothes, into this reminder of how much you care about me and take care of me. And it helps. So that's how it makes me stronger. Zhenya sucks in a breath, willing himself to keep it steady. He breathes out, breathes in again, but it's pointless. The minute Sid looks at him or touches him, he's going to start crying, so he might as well just get it over with. Resolved on that point, Zhenya promptly bursts into tears. Poor sweet Sid, looks panicked as he runs around to look Zhenya in the face, hands fluttering around Zhenya's shoulders, Zhenya's face. Oh, Gino, oh, don't cry. Is happy cry, Zhenya says, sniffling. His vision is all blurry, but he reaches for what he thinks is Sid's shoulder and pats it reassuringly. Is okay. Is good. He tries to take some deep breaths in and out again, while Sid makes a dash for the Kleenex box. And it helps a little, this time. Sid comes back with the whole box, probably wise, and Zhenya thanks him. He takes a second to blow his nose and mop up his face a little. Then he reaches for Sid's unoccupied hand and says, earnestly, I do put a lot of thoughts, always. I work hard for make best because you so beautiful and you trust me for show is right word? It's not, and Zhenya racks his brain for what is the right word and eventually gives up. Not right, but is like that. Is like you trust me for show you and you best, so I want to show you best. And all this time, I don't think you notice or even like, but then you tell me you do, so is like... Zhenya gestures helplessly with his handful of Kleenex. You know? Have to cry because it is so much. Sid ducks his head and squeezes Zhenya's hand. I should have said it before, G, but I do notice how much time you put into dressing me, how much care. I should ask before, Zhenya admits. But I'm so happy you say now, and we talk, and I know for sure. He shouldn't have made it Sid's job to be brave, but Sid had saved him, brought him the truth he was afraid to ask for. Maybe it's Zhenya's turn now. They have to leave for the game soon, but they're not cutting it too close yet. Zhenya debates with himself for a moment, but he knows what he has to do. He goes over to his bedside table and pulls out the manila folder on the lower shelf and brings it over and hands it to Sid, shy and proud all at once. Sid opens it and leafs through it. Pages torn out of men's fashion magazines, printouts from style websites, pamphlets from Zhenya's tailor about proper care of fine clothing. When he finally looks up at Zhenya, he looks like he might be headed for a good cry. He says, Gee, this is... I can't believe you did all this for me. Someday, Sid will understand that he's worth every moment of care that Zhenya spends on him. Someday he'll know his own value the way Zhenya knows it. For now, though, Zhenya doesn't try to talk him into it. It's not the kind of thing you can just tell someone anyway. That's not enough. You have to show them. That's the whole reason they're here. The whole reason Zhenya collected the articles in that folder and bought the fine wool suit that Sid will wear today and knelt on the floor this morning to carefully guide Sid's feet into the legs of his slacks, just like he does every game day. So that Sid will come to know what Zhenya has known for so long and never forget it. So instead, Zhenya just says, truthfully, is big responsibility you let me dress you. I'm take serious, you know? He takes Sid's jacket from the closet, sliding it gently from its hanger. I know you do. Sid closes the folder. Zhenya expects him to set it down on the bed, but Sid presses it to his chest for a moment first, like he's holding it to his heart. Zhenya has to close his eyes or risk the waterworks turning on again. Gino? Zhenya opens his eyes and responds to Sid's quizzical look with a smile. Sorry, Sid. Still is lots of feelings. But I get you dressed and we go to game now. I'm not make you late. Sid turns his back, holding his arms out for Zhenya to slide the jacket on. And then they're done. Sid is armored. Zhenya smiles even wider. Oh, he loves thinking of it like that. Loves even more knowing that Sid thinks of it like that. Armor good? We go? Sid's head jerks up, surprised, and then he grins back at Zhenya. Ready for battle, he confirms. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.